When I was looking at the gospel reading today, I noticed that Jesus does something really interesting. Jesus asks his disciples for help. What do you think Jesus might need help with? Yeah, Tibetchi? Sorry? Spreading the word of God. Exactly right. Yeah, because Jesus can't do it all by himself, and so he spreads the word of God. And that's actually a very, very good lead into the next thing I wanted to ask you, which is why might it be helpful to have a disciple, and we include ourselves in that, because when Jesus asks his disciples for help, it's not just the ones right there, but it's also us today. So Jesus might need our help spreading the word. Why do you think it might be helpful to hear one of us spread the word instead of Jesus himself? Yeah, who's that? Because they're normal people, yeah. That's a big piece of it. That's a big part of it. Yeah, Ethan.
Like he's not
advertising for himself, right? Yeah, that can sound kind of like you'd be kind of full of himself, huh? Yeah, I don't know if someone comes up and they say, I can do some really great renovations in your house. I can remodel your house and do a great job. Do you listen to them, or do you maybe find someone who's already used them? Yeah. And so that's a good lesson for us as disciples, is to remember that, yes, we know Jesus, and we know what a terrific person he is and what an important part he is of our lives. But for somebody who hasn't heard about Jesus, sometimes it's more helpful, rather than having Jesus say, here's what I can do for you, it might be more helpful to hear somebody they know and somebody they trust come up and say, let me tell you about what knowing Jesus has done for me. So that's what we as disciples are asked to do. We are asked to be ready to tell people about how important Jesus is for us. Sometimes we think it might be scary to talk to other people about Jesus, but really all we're doing is telling them about something that's important to us. We don't have to convince them. We just need to share with them what Jesus means to us. So it really is a lot easier. The big word for that, and it's one that makes all of the grown-ups kind of curl up and hide, it's called evangelism. I know, it's the E word, yes. But evangel, is simply one who tells the good news. There's an old Greek word called that's euangelion, and that means the good news. So from euangelion, we get evangelism. It just means to talk about the good news. It just means to tell people what Jesus has done for us. So that's something to think about, because Jesus isn't going to go out there and do it by himself. He needs our help, because he knows people listen to their friends. So, all right, let's get together. No. Yes. We got Sunday school today. I don't have any papers to give you. Okay, who would like to say a prayer about spreading the good news? Okay.
Dear God, please let us get help to spread the good news, so Jesus can get other people to believe in God, not just by him, but by all of his other disciples and everyone that believes in him. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Uzza. That was a terrific prayer. That deserves a hand. That was a really good prayer. Thank you very much. Okay, kids, off you go, or back to the pews, depending on what you're up to today.